I taught at Sweet Home High School. I was a music supervisor there. Started as a teacher, then became a music supervisor, and then I'm an adjunct professor at the University of Buffalo also.
Dr. Joe Baudo is a retired music teacher. He taught over 30 years at Sweet Home High School. As a music educator, Baudo cites the importance of music in a child's education, but he says those seeking a career in music might have some difficulties.
Unfortunately, today they don't have the opportunities that I had when I was younger because there was a lot of music, a lot of playing going on, whether the venues were small or large, you know. But it's still a great profession, you know. You don't make a lot of money doing it, but it's a great profession. I enjoyed it, you know. I can't think of anything else I would rather do.
Baudo is playing jazz music and performs all across the city. The Joe Baudo Big Band performs weekly at the Sportsman Tavern in Buffalo. He was surprised to learn that one of his students also had been selected for this year's Music Hall of Fame class. Jack Perbilski is also a retired music educator. He taught for more than 30 years in the Niagara Falls City School District and is a former student of Baudo.
It's an honor. It's so cool to be.
I wasn't surprised musically, but surprised to see him because, you know, you don't know who's inducted, you know, and things like that. But I'm so happy for him, man. He's doing a bang-up job in this area, you know.
What did he teach you that made a difference in your career?
Not so much the technical stuff. No, I'm just kidding. But just the how to go deeper than just the notes and rhythms on the page, and to find out, to find that place to, like, what music does inside of you, the emotional content of it, and just to get that love of performing of music in general. That was probably one of the greatest gifts that he, you know, gave myself and other people that I graduated from high school.
Was he a good student?
Excellent. He was among many of them. Andy Weinsler himself, you know, I had a lot of great students. I was very fortunate, you know. And I think out of your class, Jack, when you were there, I think we had like 24 kids, and like 20 of them became professional educators or professional musicians.
It's quite a testament to Joe that just the number of people from the 4 years that I was at Sweet Home High School that went in some aspect professionally in music. It's definitely a testament and a tribute to Joe.
Perbilski is a nationally known jazz saxophone player. He says as a music educator, you work to pass along your passion and love for music.
Well, pretty much just trying to carry on the tradition. Being a student of Joe's, and Joe was instrumental, no pun intended, in me pursuing this career. And it's just, you know, and I'm sure with him and with Joe, that was passed on to them. And so being an educator, just passing on the tradition, passing on the love for, and giving back to younger individuals what I got from my teachers, whether it was Joe in high school or my professors in college.
Joining Baudo and Perbilski is trumpet player Joe Parisi in this year's Hall of Fame class. He's also a retired music educator. Parisi taught for more than 30 years in the Buffalo Public School District. From a classroom perspective, Parisi says a music education is a great value for students.
Yeah, I think it's just very important that you just try to instill, you know, just the basics of music, and, you know, music is a universal language, and, you know, you just hopefully get them to enjoy the music, and that they can enjoy it the rest of their lives.
Parisi, Perbilski, and Baudo all stress that there is a need to maintain music programs in schools.
People just need to be well-rounded, and music is one of the things that the kids definitely need. You know, kids are definitely, today the kids are being tested to death. You know, you just need to balance things out.
School administrations need to take off the blinders. The documentation is all there, has been there for decades about the benefits of a music education, and for whatever reason, they just refuse to see it.
What I always said, you know, being a music administrator, I said, you turn out a good product, and it's very hard for people not to support you and give you the funds that you need. But it's, you know, you have to turn out a good product. And some people don't have the students to do that, or don't have the program to do that.
And yet another member of this year's Buffalo Music Hall of Fame class is also a music educator. David Musial is a professor of music and music video productions in New York City. He's a producer and performer and an expert in electronic music. The U.S. Department of Education hired Musial to create an anti-violence campaign that aired on MTV.
It's called Fight for Your Rights, Take a Stand Against Violence. Take a stand, stop the violence. Be the one to show the way, show the way.
Musial's work through the Education Department sends out important messages to the nation's youth.
It gives the youth of the nation facts about violence and where you can go if you're being bullied, teen suicide, all kinds of information with major artists at the time, Method Man, Backstreet Boys, giving quotes about it. And then MTV ran these violent commercials. And then the hand goes up, there's a gun on the cover.
Musial once worked locally at the Catholic Diocese Daybreak Productions. He's also written jingles. Musial is extremely animated and is the creator of some cartoons, including one called Bay Dog.
Bay Dog, making the beaches safe for dogs and puppies.
Musial points to his earliest experience in music right here in Buffalo at St. Stanislaus Church on Buffalo's east side. Some of his earliest performances in music were there.
I became a church organist in Buffalo when I was 10 years old. My teacher, Jane Liskevich Pfeiffer, called me last night from 1967 because on October 4th at 6:30 p.m. I'm giving a free concert at St. Stanislaus Church in Buffalo. I would play there. She would play there and at Precious Blood. And I took music lessons. My parents brought her to my home, and as a little kid, 7 years old, and I took 1 hour a week on organ.
These music educators have inspired many students during their decades of teaching, bringing the love and knowledge of music to entertain and educate. Eileen Buckley, WBFO News.